not make me have that gun.
Well, you never would. I know that, Jim.
And Dee sends her love to you and Mrs. Johnson.
I just know that you do a wonderful job, and I'm proud of it. And don't you let any of these fellas come in the last minute and hold you up, make you think you're obligated to them.
I certainly shan't. I know who the primary responsibility is for this. Not the sole responsibility person.
You just do a good job, and I'll be mighty proud of you, and I know you will. And I'm strong for you, and you can go right on up the ladder. How'd you like that Bremer appointment?
Beautiful. Really beautiful. And I just want to give you one comment that I've heard again and again, and that is President Johnson makes our late president look like little Ned in the funny paper. I don't mean any disrespect for our late president, but in terms of this field, certainly.
Yep. Now, well, we're trying to give him a chance to lend some money instead of borrow it.
President, I hope I'm going to write you a letter, and if it can be arranged, I spoke to Louis Martin and Cliff this morning. If you could swear me in, if that's possible.
Well, you talk to him. I don't know whether we ought to break the precedent getting judges down here or not, but we might do it with Bremer. You'll talk to him, and I'll see what they think about it over at the department, because then it'd be pretty hard. You see, I'd have Feinberg. I don't know what he'd say. We might have precedence, but we'll check it and see, and see what they say about it, and then we'll get back in touch with you. I'm just getting on a plane to go to Texas, but I'll have
a good week.
I'll have somebody call you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
I'm waiting. Hello.